Hi, I'm Nate Carter, and in today's Cornerstone Connection, I'm going to give you the secret to happiness. Now, do you believe me? Do you think this is just all a ploy for you to listen to the end? Well, join with me in digging into Ephesians chapter 5 and see if you agree that the Apostle Paul may actually have the secret to happiness. We start with Ephesians 5 chapter verse 3. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Seems like maybe a strange place to start when we're talking about the secret to happiness. Well, really it isn't. Because if you look at this list of things that Paul is saying to steer clear of, it turns out that those are the exact same things that, well, apparently for millennia, our culture, humanity has striven after in order to find happiness. Sexual immorality, you know, pursuing the desires of the flesh, impurity, and I would lump in with it the parts that Paul talked about, the coarse joking and impure words. And, you know, that's I get the image in my mind of sitting around in a bar or at a water cooler and gossiping and making fun and just kind of, you know, the coarse joking that he's talking about there. And then greed, you know, longing after the things that someone else has. And we're constantly in our entertainment, in our social media, even in the lives of other people we know, we're seeing things that we don't have and we're longing after it. And our society would say, go after those things to find the secret to happiness. But the question that few people seem to really ask is, those people that pursue those things, are they actually happy? And maybe on the surface level, it would seem like they constantly have a smile on their face and there's always something interesting going on in their lives. But it doesn't take much digging to look below the surface and find that they're empty on the inside and they're not truly fulfilled. So what is the secret to happiness? Well, it's in the next part of the verse. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Wait, what? Thankfulness? Don't tune out yet. I wrote in my journal, why does Paul set up what seems to be a really strange dichotomy? He sets up these three things, sexual immorality, impurity, and greed. And then he says, don't pursue those, but instead pursue thankfulness. Well, as it turns out, I think that those things are not actually a dichotomy. I think that thankfulness is the antidote to the sinful behaviors that Paul is talking about. Why? Because all three of those things, sexual immorality, impurity, and greed, are all about going after something that you don't have. You know, pursuing with all your heart something that you don't have, whether it's sexually, whether it's desiring something that someone else has, whether it's gossiping about the lives of other people. It's all about longing after, lusting after something that you don't have. But instead, Paul says, pursue thankfulness. Thank God for what you do have. It was interesting. I remember years ago watching a video of this woman that was in a third world country. She was standing at the doorway of her tin hut, and they obviously were just in the middle of a monsoon or a flood or something that was obviously catastrophic. It was devastating, and here they are, you know, trying to recover. And she's sitting there with a broom. Okay, she's using a broom to sweep the water out of her tin hut. And, you know, it's like a foot deep. It's completely futile. And she turns to the camera and she says, "We thank God, for He sends us the rain." Here we see this devastating flood. The rainfall is clearly way more than they can handle, than they needed. It's going to bring disease. It's going to be a huge problem for years to come, especially for this place with no economy. And she's futilely trying to sweep the water out of her tin hut. And she says, "We thank God, for He sends us the rain." I'll never forget that, because it reminds me that here's someone who could easily be saying, "Why, God? Why did you let this happen to us? How are we going to get out of this?" But instead, she turned her heart to thankfulness. for the God that sends the rain. I think we could all agree that we are in no way in the same kind of situation than that woman was with this devastation. And yet we find ourselves pursuing sexual immorality, impurity, and greed. What if instead, when we find ourselves longing after those things, lusting after those things, pursuing those things, joining the world and going after the things that ultimately don't fulfill, what if instead we stopped and chose thankfulness? I invite you to practice that over the next days. Whenever you feel your heart longing for something that is not of God, turn and thank God for what he has given you. And let's see if that might just be the secret to happiness.